Welcome to the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, November 5th, 2025, and we have a lineup of media and journalism headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
UBS analysts say the current correction in the gold market is temporary. UBS analysts have determined that the current correction in the gold market is temporary and primarily technical, with strong market fundamentals indicating an upcoming upward trend. The Swiss bank's bullish outlook on gold suggests that mining companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. Can anticipate positive developments. Rocks and Stocks provide specialized insights into the mining industry, offering access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news. South China Sea Newswire releases commentary on Japan's new PM and announces UPI partnership. The South China Sea Newswire releases a commentary on Japan's new Prime Minister, Takaichi Sanae, highlighting her conservative and hawkish stance. As the first woman to hold this position, her policies could lead to a rightward shift in Tokyo, impacting regional security and defense strategies. This commentary marks the beginning of a new partnership with United Press International, UPI, offering in-depth coverage on the Indo-Pacific region. UPI will feature SCSNW's insights, enhancing their mission to provide authoritative reporting on the South China Sea's strategic importance. Editor-in-Chief James Borton, a seasoned foreign correspondent, will contribute to UPI's expanded Indo-Pacific network, ensuring timely and credible information for a global audience.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.